Time for a Bartlesville Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Bruin head boys basketball coach Clint Stewart. Our first Bartlesville Coach's Corner on the basketball side of the year, right before the Bruins' first game of the season. Bartlesville going to be on the road, if you will, in Duncanville, Texas. Duncanville Thanksgiving Hoops Fest, second straight season the Bruins have been in that event. Before we talk about that, Coach, last few weeks of practice, as we're getting down to it, how do you feel like all that's gone?
It's gone really well. You know, I think we're making some strides, which is good. We talk about, you know, can we get better each day, better each scrimmage, better each practice in preparation for game one, you know. And so now it's here, you know, so it's exciting. I know all the boys are ready, and, you know, it's an exciting time for us. And like I said, just trying to get it going. And, you know, in Dallas, it's going to be a tough competition, a tough task. Really good team, but you know, I think we're up for the challenge.
You guys have had scrimmages against Claremore, Collinsville. You were down in Wichita Falls, Texas. If you could, just kind of tell me a few things that some of those scrimmages revealed, maybe good or bad for you guys, and some things that you think that you guys are doing well at, and maybe some things you've been working on over the last few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I think number one thing is toughness. You know, we went down to Edmond and scrimmaged against Westmore and Edmond Memorial, and when we saw just how hard we have to play, how tough we have to be able to win. And so I think that was revealed, you know, but we did some good things. I think offensively, executing pretty well, talked about it with our kids. You know, I believe we can score the ball with the best of any teams that I've had here, you know, here in my 9 years. But it's going to start on the defensive end, you know, and so that's really where we've been harping is can we guard, can we defend, can we finish plays with the rebound? You know, we have a little bit of size, but there's still going to be games where we're going to be outsized and outmatched. And so we got to do all the little things, the details, and things that we can control because not every night is the ball going to go in the hoop, you know. And so those are the things that we're harping on. And if we can be the tougher team, you know, we want to get out and push the ball offensively, but we got to get stops to do that, you know. And so I think that's probably the biggest thing, but I'm really excited. You know, I think this group of guys, you know, they're a close-knit team, similar to how last year was, very close-knit group, and, you know, and they're playing hard. It's just, you know, getting them to do it all the time and recognizing that we have to do that all the time to have an opportunity to win in the end.
We kind of know about your known quantities like Adi and David and Dayton McCall. But let's talk about some of the other guys that people who you know, maybe haven't paid much attention to Bruin basketball since last March might not know about. Who are some new names and what have they done throughout the last few weeks of practices and those scrimmages you mentioned as well?
Yeah, well, I think people will be pleasantly surprised. We got a transfer in from Booker T, Mike Smith. He can score the ball in the mid-range. He's about 6'3", 6'4", and so he's long as well and does some really good things for us, can pass it really well. Caleb Rogers, who's, you know, most athletic kid, like probably in the school, and didn't get a chance to play a lot last year or the year before, and so you'll see him out there, you know, and he can play above the rim. You know, it's just getting him understanding the game of basketball more and more, you know, since he hadn't played a lot in the past few years. I'm really excited about both of those guys. You know, we're getting Cooper Wood back from football, so he'll get transitioned in. He's a little bit banged up now, but once he gets healthy, that'll be good. Riley DeWong is you know, a tremendous shooter, and so he comes off the bench, and you know, he's instant offense for us and the ability to shoot the basketball. And he's a kid that stays after every single day. He's in the gym, whether it's after practice, before practice, in the morning, at night, and then you can really see that paying off for him. So a lot of guys, you know, Jack Walls, he's the high jump champ for 6A last year, you know, and he's been a little bit banged up with an ankle injury, and so we're trying to get him back into it. And, you know, there's multiple guys I think that can definitely make an impact.
Bartlesville head boys basketball coach Clint Stewart with us. Bruins first ball game on Saturday morning at Duncanville, Texas for that Thanksgiving Hoops Fest. Second straight year you guys have been in that event, Coach. You guys will play that ball game on Saturday and then another game in mid-December in Columbia, Missouri that kind of substitutes for one of your other usual kind of state of Oklahoma three-game tournaments. What do trips like those do for you all, and what does a game like the one you're going to play this weekend against a really good competition do to kind of prepare you for the Frontier Valley as well?
Yeah, well, I think you said it there. It is really good competition. And South Oak Cliff on Saturday, they're, you know, top five team in 5A in Texas. And They have aspirations of winning a 5A state title, and so it's really, really tough team, and that's good for us. We think about our conference and who we play against on a day in, day out basis with Union, Jinx, Broken Arrow, Owosso. I mean, it's tough. It's tough to win Muskogee. Like, it's tough to go to Muskogee and win. So being in those type of environments, playing those type of teams as much as we can, I think is really good. Kind of see where we're at, how much progress have we made from the off season, the preseason to now, and then it's also fun for our kids, right? So we get outside of Oklahoma, get a chance to get down to Texas, get a chance to get up to Missouri, different environment, different atmosphere, and then playing against kids that they probably do not know, and so. It's a good challenge, and I think it's fun. It's competitive. And then, like I said, it gives us a chance to see where we're at.
And, Coach, we appreciate it, and looking forward to chatting with you throughout the year.
All right. Thanks, Evan. I appreciate it.